ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। This morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, canto number 5, chapter number 10, and verse is 3. Is it correct? 3? Huh? Abhi kaun sa verse hai? Okay. Okay, so it's in the prose manner. So we'll have a run through for both the verses, which is on the board, as well as maybe on the third verse also. Yadahi dujavareshu matravalokanugatar na samahita purusha gatis tada vishma gatam swasivikam raghu guna upadharya purushan adhivata ahahi vodhara sadho ati karmata kim iti vishamam oyate yanam iti. The third one is as follows. Athata Ishvara Vacha Sopalambham Upakarnayo Payaturiyak Chankitana Manasastam Vigna Apayam Babi Babuhuva. We'll try to read the word-to-word meanings of the verse number 3, as Prabhuji has said that yesterday we read already the verse number 2. So we'll have the translation of the verse number 3. Atha, thus, they, the carriers of the palanquin, Ishvara Vacham, the words of the master, King Rahugana, so upalambam, with reproach, upakarnaya, hearing, upaya, the means, turyat, from the fourth one, sankita manasa, whose minds were afraid, tam, him, the king, vignapayam babuha, informed. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. When the palanquin carriers heard the threatening words of Maharaja Raghuna, they became very afraid of his punishment and began to speak to him as follows. Kindly repeat after me. When the palanquin carriers heard the threatening words of Maharaja Rahugana, they became very afraid of his punishment and began to speak to him as follows. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. According to political science, a king sometimes tries to pacify his subordinates, sometimes chastises them, sometimes derides them, and sometimes rewards them. In this way, the king rules his subordinates. The bearers of the palanquin could understand that the king was angry and that he could chastise them. Om Agyanat Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmlitam Yenai Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishnaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Thinamine. Namaste Sarasati Deve Gaudabani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasyati Deshitarne. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratuse Nama. Namo Brahmana Devaya Go Brahmahitaya Cha Jagathitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Nama. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Deen Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Siddhi Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. Thank you very much for coming to the class, whoever is here. I don't see much of the brahmacharis here, but nevertheless, I see so many wonderful devotees in front of me. And as we are going through this wonderful pastimes of Jadabharat, and starting from the Bharat Maharaj, we get lots of inspiration. And we also contemplate on the impediments and lots of instructions which a sadhaka should inculcate in his life while he's executing his devotional service. Before I could start this, I would like to also mention that city has been captured by the demise of two wonderful matinee idols. One is Rajesh Khanna and another was a very good well-wisher of ISKCON, Dara Singh Ji. Dara Singh Ji used to come regularly to this temple when Prabhupada Ji used to have a hut here. And he used to continuously come from his house to this place and have darshan of Prabhupada Ji. And he was a good soul, though, and he was a favorable to ISKCON. And of course, what to speak of the matinee idols. So yesterday, Rajesh Khanna died, and so whole city was mourning. Maybe all his fans were mourning. But the devotees were focused to the devotional service of Krishna. And I also had some relationship with him. In 70s, I had the privilege to be with him for a good project. So that was my little association with him. Nevertheless, you can see whether it's a Hercules man or whether it's a mighty idol. Everybody has to go through this transition of death. And those who can protect this death in a right way, they can advance in spiritual life. But those who are not conscious of the death, they cannot fulfill the last obligations of their thoughts, of their mind, of their consciousness, which ought to have dedicated efforts for remembering Krishna at the time of the death. But the devotees go through this experience of remembering how to pass over body at the end, antakale chamam samaram. So this is the benediction on the devotees, because they have been able to get guided from the acharyas, and who have lent their ears for continuously for many years to this Srimad Bhagavatam. And the pure devotees of the Lord, they are in a safe position because they have increased the taste of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And those devotees who come to the platform of attachment to hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, irrespective of whoever is sitting on the Vyas Asan, they are guaranteed liberation. They are guaranteed that at the end of their life, they will definitely go back home, back to Godhead. This is a promise by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, for His disciples, grand disciples, all the future generations who are going to lend their ear to this Srimad Bhagavatam and hear this Srimad Bhagavatam. So while we are going through this wonderful pastime of the devotee, Bharat Maharaj, we come across that how he is slowly winding up his attachment to his kingdom, distributing all these what he possesses to his subordinates or his children, and yet wanting to do the befitting posture of that time, that is renouncing from the worldly situation and going back to the jungle and trying to be there alone and meditating upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we know that he went up to the even a bhava stage, and he was doing his devotional service there. But we can see what are the impediments. The impediments are asakti, attachment. We see from the life of Bharat Maharaj that he gets attached to the deer and he falls from the platform of a bhava. And when he falls down, he comes to the deer's body. And while he is in the deer's body, he can also understand what was his mistake in the previous life. That is the potency of a devotional service. But any stage you can remember. Yeah, and you cannot forget your devotional service. Rather, Lord cannot forget individual's devotional service unto Him. So we see Bharat Maharaj, the King Bharat, transforming into deer because of the attachment. And he's, you know, in the association of the hermitage there. And he gets furthermore chance to also lick the plates left over by the sages. And just by licking the plates of the hermitage, he is going back into the body of Jada Bharat. And while he is in the body of a Jada Bharat, he is very precautious. He is very cautious how to execute devotional service. We can see that what can attachment create havoc in the person who is wanting to become a devotee. And if he's little careless, what can happen to him? So these are the points which have to contemplate, that asakti on a wrong thing can lead us to a different life. This is the greatest science. And if we are not contemplating on Krishna's pastimes at the end of our life, we are going to trickle down back to the animal life. And if we are focused in the devotional life 100%, then there is a chance that there can be advancement in our life and we can go back home, back to Godhead. Jada Bharat is very precautious now. He is not offending anybody. He is not blaspheming anybody. He is wanting to take care of his devotional service very, very nicely. And we see in this anecdote where he is getting engaged by the king in his service. While he was in the body of a Jadabharat, he was very stout, very strong. He was looking like he was very strong. And those people who were carrying Rahuguna, who was going from all the way from Sindhu Desh to Ganga Sagar. At the time, people used to cross from Sindh to go to the Ganga Sagar for having pilgrimage. And while they were going through this pilgrimage, they used to see so many places. And we know that, Rahuguna was going for pilgrimage. And yet the king was engaging four people who were carrying the palanquin. While crossing the river, they thought it is better to have a fifth one along with us. Anybody who gets tired, we can use this person. They had an aksmat. Unki drishti is hasht pusht vyakti pe padi jinka veshbhusha sampurna balisht tha. Aur unhone socha ki hum is vyakti ko apni seva mein laga sakte hain, raja ki seva mein laga sakte hain. Palanquin ko uthane ke liye, while lifting the palanquin, you need a very strong people. They should have strong arms. And to carry the palanquin, you need the four people. And Rahuguna, Jadabharat was one. But they were Shudras anyway. Four people already in the service were Shudras, but they wanted to engage one more Shudra, not thinking that Jadabharat is a real Brahmana who is contemplating on how to not be offensive to anybody, yet be very careful and execute some service. So he, while executing the service to the king, he didn't say no, because king could not understand what the position of this person is. In spite of that, while the king is engaging him, he didn't retaliate. He didn't say that I am a very learned person, I am an authority on shastras, I am trying to restrain my senses, I am so and so and so. While doing our devotional service can be multifaceted, especially while you are trying to contemplate on the pastimes of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These multifaceted devotional service in the temple can elevate your consciousness, whether it is surfing on the internet for best of the lectures of the Vartaman Acharyas, or cleaning the temple with your brush and other qualities. So all these devotional services are absolute, and at any given time we should not retaliate. Temple commander says, do this seva. No, sir. Prabhuji, I have come from IIT. I cannot do this rubbing seva. Another person says, no, I have been a Brahmana from young age and you are making me to take off my, karmic thread from my body. Or you are wanting to give me the fresh Brahman diksha. So there are so many things in my life which I have seen in Hare Krishna Land, Juhu, Bombay. When we come from all these backgrounds, we are reluctant sometimes to execute devotional service as per the temple commander's or the temple president's vision. But in Shane Shane, when you try to understand what is our constitutional position, how we have to inculcate the values of Vaishnavata, we understand that we have to be Trinadapi Sunichina Tarorapi Sahisuna Amani Namani Dina Kirtaniya Sadahari. Maybe Jadabharat was not in a school of ISKCON at the time, but yet he was having these qualities of being humble, tolerant, and he was not violent. While he was carrying this palanquin, we see that he was very cautious. What was his natural consciousness which was reflecting while he was even doing the Shudra work. That was that he didn't want to offend, he didn't want to offend, he didn't want to even kill one ant. Sometimes, Prabhu, the words are very, very strong than even the, lashing. Sometimes we speak very, very bitterly. Sometimes we speak very harshly. Sometimes we don't know how to speak. These are some of the qualities sometimes we misuse or we don't use it properly. But here we see Jadabharat, while he was carrying palanquin, in the distance of 3 feet, he was observing even the ants. He was not even wanting to keep a feet on the ant also. He didn't want to kill the ants. So this was his consciousness, because he was very, very cautious and not to offend anybody. Prabhupada says in the previous verse that a devotee of the Lord does not forget his devotional service under other favorable activities, even when he is put in the most distressful condition. Jab bhakt apni bhagavat bhakti ki navdha bhakti mein sampurna salagna hai, unhein apne jeevan ke liye badi satarkta nibhani chahiye. Wo satarkta ye hai ki hamein अपने जीवन में ज्यादा से ज्यादा अपराध नहीं करने चाहिए, हत्या नहीं करनी चाहिए, पशुवध नहीं करना चाहिए, यहां तक कि इवन किट का वध भी नहीं करना चाहिए. ये जड़भरत के जीवन से दर्शता था जब वो ये सेवा कर रहे थे. इन ड्यू कोर्स ऑफ अ टाइम व्हाइल ही वाज कैरिंग द पैलंक्विन ऑफ द किंग, द किंग हु वाज इन द पैलंक्विन, ही वाज गेटिंग टॉस्ड from one side to another side, because Jadabharat was keeping the feet very carefully. And with the result, all the 3 other palanquin carriers were getting disbalanced. And we'll see in due course of a time that the Rahuguna, the king who is in the palanquin, obviously on a bodily platform, he was getting disturbed. And while he was getting disturbed, when Jadabharat was carrying along with the 4 palanquin carriers, king, so he started chastising. He started chastising all the four people, thinking that all the 4 are Shudras. Prabhupada goes into the purport and explaining that what is the responsibility of a king. While he takes the work from the subordinates or his citizens, sometimes he has to glorify, sometimes he has to chastise, sometimes he has to pacify, and sometimes he has to, engage all sorts of people in his service. So this is the quality of an administrator. Administrator, in order to get the things done properly, sometimes he has to use all Sam, Dand, Ved. But in due course of using the Sam, Dand, Ved, sometimes the administrators, they rough up the weathers of the people very badly. With the result, either they want to go away from the temple or an office, or they want to run away. And that is a very, very technical thing. If this technicality of roughing the feathers of the devotees or the subordinates is taken care of very nicely, we can sustain, we can encourage the devotees in the devotional service very nicely. But simultaneously, we have to also see, the devotees have to also see, when you are executing your devotional service, you don't refrain from doing any kind of a work while you are doing devotional service in the temple. So from this, we come to know that we get this whole information from here, that Jadabharat was using utmost care while he was executing even service to the state head. What to speak of when we are serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Since we are in the association of the Vaishnavas, we have to be very, very careful. We cannot offend and we cannot make people very unhappy. with our attitudes. So our attitudes in devotional service has to be very, very careful so that we can allow people to become nice devotees and we can also become nice devotees in this lifetime. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, since we are in a golden era, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the best of the advices, how do we execute devotional service. And this is also very, very nice era because during the time of Jada Bharat, he may have had to go through all the problems, but Prabhupada ji says that in this age of Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come as the most munificent incarnation. Those who will just lend their ears and tongue to the holy name of the Lord, they can go back home, back to Godhead. Even the most fallen devotees can go back home, back to Godhead. And this he has proved with his own example by delivering the Jagai and Madhais. Jada Bharat was doing all that whatever he had to do for the sake of austerities. And then he focused on how to become a wonderful devotee. But we as the devotees who have come into the fold of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, we are safe. We have not to go to the jungle. We don't have to carry the palanquins. We don't have to, serve the kings. Our conducive atmosphere is there. And we only have to see that we focus on our devotional service very nicely. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Samaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Dasam, Sakyam, Atmanam, Vedanam. This devotional service is facilitated to you by the great Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, in a very, very conducive atmosphere. There is no question of you becoming a jada or you becoming rough with the devotees, but just with love and care. We have to apply only love and care and give the best of the associations. And if we are able to give love and care, that doesn't mean we don't have to show the rod. We have to show with the rod also. Sometimes we are very habitual of going back to our own habits while we are executing devotional service, and the temple president or some senior people have to guide us very, very nicely. So at that time, we should be very tolerant to accept and or excavate the best of the instructions from the senior Vaishnavas. But it is always a loving relationship. Dadati prati gunyati. You always give love and take love. You share love and you get love. So what has to be done? While we have got all those things with us, like we are able to chant our rounds, we are able to get up morning programs, we are associating devotees, we are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, especially these wonderful, wonderful pastimes of Jada Bharat, Bharat, and so many, lives he underwent. And so we are getting guidelines how to execute our devotional service. Srila Prabhupada says in his, previous thing, those who are not Vaishnavas cannot understand, those who are not Vaishnavas consider only human society worthy for their sympathy. But Krishna claims to be the Supreme Father of all life forms. So, since we are following Krishna consciousness, we don't say that only humans can be taken care of. But we have to be also cautious that we don't even offend the animals also. So we don't have to execute any kind of violence. Manasa, vacha, karmana. All through these things we have to restrain ourselves, put restrictions to our impulses which can make us to do sinful activities, or we can execute violence. We have to be very, very cautious about it. Because Vaishnavas are paradukhi dukhi. They are always very compassionate to others. So this nature which is compassionate and, suhridam, and titikshava, Karunika. These qualities will get generated naturally if you are cultivating spiritual life without any deviation, without any adulteration, then you will get these qualities naturally. Because this devotional service which we are inculcating under the leadership of Vartaman Acharyas or Prabhupada's movement will naturally transform your consciousness into that platform which can attract Krishna. Because this whole sadhana bhakti which is provided by ISKCON, which is provided by Prabhupada, it is crafting out of you a wonderful devotee. It is chiseling out of your consciousness, out of your life, a wonderful devotee. And what is the purpose and the focal point of a devotee is that antakale chamam sumram, that I can qualify to remember Krishna at the end of my life. And we have seen so many unlimited examples within the ISKCON, those who have qualified at the point of a death. It was only because they executed devotion service very cautiously. They chanted the holy name very cautiously. They were dealing with the devotees very cautiously. They were executing devotional service very carefully without any apparat. So if we are trying to do this in our lifetime, we can be very, very instrumental in making people also Krishna consciousness and helping ourselves to become Krishna conscious. In short, in this verse, there is not much of a description. You all know about the pastimes of, Jada Bharat. We'll see in due course of a time that, how the conversations can lead us to different realizations and so many and so on in this verse, since there is no much of an purport, I would like to stop here, and if anybody has got any questions and comments, I would like to take more questions to answer you if you have more questions. Yes. Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you very much for wonderful class.
Thank you.
You told that Bharat Maharaj and Jar Bharat also, they are constantly contemplating on the pastimes of the Lord. So we also forget or neglect the material things, and we have to contemplate on the Krishna's pastimes. But as a neophyte devotee, so how to implement this?
How to implement is regularly come to Bhagavatam class, regularly come to the Bhagavad Gita class, regularly associate with the devotees who are knowing much more than you, and always be inquisitive to hear from you, them. Always be inquisitive to know more about Krishna consciousness from their mouth rather than indulging into the worldly affairs. And Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and other books are very, very potent literature which can transform us. And always hear the pastimes. Prabhupada ji has said that all the brahmacharis, all the devotees of ISKCON, in the night time, they should, recite pastimes of Krishna in the Krishna book, so that when you get up in the morning, you get up with the thoughts of Krishna. When you sleep in the night time, you sleep with the pastimes of Krishna. And in due course of a time, you will purify your Atma Buddhi. Because we are not, siddhas. We are kripa siddhas. Where somebody has just done a mercy on us and we have come to Krishna conscious. And while sticking to the instructions of the mentor or instructor or acharya, we are definitely going to receive Krishna's favor. That is no doubt about it. But listen the instructions as seriously as a student should have. If we do that, It's fantastic. You will see your life transforming like, blooming like a lotus. Just like you see the sunshine opens the lotus, slowly, 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 like that, the seeker of knowledge, seeker of devotional service will also bloom like a lotus under the instructions of the spiritual master, senior Vaishnavas, and constantly hearing Krishna Katha. Just you be there, you stick to the process. Just don't go away anywhere. While the sun is on, don't go into the shade. While you are in the shade, don't try to go in the darkness. While you are in the sun, like ISKCON, just stick there and you will see how your life will be transformed. I don't have to give examples of others, but I have to give example of myself. I was not knowing anything about Krishna consciousness. But we just remained in the association, in the life of Radha Rasa Bihari here, and now there is nothing else left. Just to please Prabhupada and Acharya. There is nothing left. There is nothing to contemplate on other than to Krishna consciousness. Sticking, yes, sometimes your senses can be wild, sometimes they can deceive you, sometimes can trouble you. But you be rock steady and take the favor of the devotees to make your spiritual life very steady. It's not easy, but Prabhu's, but as long as you stick to the process, and allow that vigor of your senses go down by lots of hearing, chanting, dancing, and things will subside and you will emerge victorious in due course of a life. Materialistic life is shanabangur. As we see from the life of these matinee idols, one time they are on the everywhere, and the next time they are all sad because they don't have the same glory. But devotees' happiness is, it transcends, it increases, every moment it increases. Because you are under the shelter of Krishna through Guru and Vaishnavas. Because this itself is a great happiness for a devotee. This is the greatest happiness. So you will see in due course of a time, you will withdraw your self from all the worldly things and you will get more and more attached to devotional service. And that will be eternally beneficial to you and all of us. It's all of us. Any other question?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Okay, yes.
This is comment, what you said, you know, taking care of devotees. I was hearing in Mayapur, one sannyasi told that secret of devotional service is to love devotee. It's because the same devotee, when we leave our body, they are in our near around, and they will help us to chant Hare Krishna. Mm. So this was the very interesting point, what you said, taking care of love devotee. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And there is another question from coming from, as you said that by having taste for Srimad Bhagavatam you can go back to Godhead, but one might have tasted it, can leave again, then still he will go back home, back to Godhead. Isn't it guaranteed? Whose question is this? Somebody is shy in showing his face. Must be beautiful. Must be nice. Okay. Yes. In the sense that it guarantees you that wherever you leave, from there you can again catch up the lost trails, like Jada Bharat. Isn't it? Because he got attached to deer and his obstruction, impediment in the devotional service happened because of the wrong attachment. But if you are attached to the Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela of Krishna, that will give you elevation to Krishna consciousness. But if you get stuck somewhere, the next life Krishna will protect you. He will take you from that place furthermore. And that is the beauty of devotional service. As we see from this anecdote from the Srimad Bhagavatam of this Jada Bharat's life, Bharat Maharaj's life, we see one life as a deer, another life, another Brahmana in a conducive family. But not even a conducive family, there also he got problems. The stepmother, step treatment, but yet he focused. No, I don't have to retaliate. I don't have to become violent. I have to observe all restraints. And in the non-conducive situation also, he made himself available as a conducive candidate for spiritual life. Because material world is anyway very tough situation to carry devotional service. Sometimes pressure from parents, sometimes pressure from this people, that people. But if you are real selfish, if you are real selfish, that is, how should I take care of my soul in this lifetime that I have to go back home, back to Godhead? Then these are all transitional phases of life. Your parents, your family, your job, your work, your attachment to your birthplace, your attachment to your particular community or race. One has to rise above this if you want to have a favor of Krishna. Krishna's favor is eternal. All other favors are temporary. You want a permanent solution to your life or a temporary solution to your life? Those who are ignorant, they deal with the temporary solutions, and those who know Krishna, they seek permanent solutions to the material problems. Permanent solution to the material problem is Sarva Dharmam Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Raja Aham Tva Sarva Papibhyo Moksha Sami Mahasucha. And if you do this in this lifetime, you will be helping yourself, you will be saving yourself, and that's what is the purpose of this human life. If we have understood the quotes, contents of all the Vedic literature, that will be sufficient for you. Anything else? Shishi Radha Rasa Bihari Ji Ki, Shishi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki, Shishi Gonitha Ji Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ji Ki, Gaur Premanande.